Welcome to Hold Up, the podcast where we watch our favorite rom-coms and decide whether they hold up. I'm Carrie Gilbert.
I'm Allison Gilbert, and you can find us on Instagram at hold underscore up underscore pod. You can find us at TikTok at hold up podcast. We have fun TikToks over there. I was just admonishing Carrie because I recorded half of a TikTok she has yet to post. She's going to put it up probably. She shrugs. You can join our Patreon at patreon.com/holdsup, where we have fun bonus episodes. We talked about Irish Wish this month, which is crazy. We're gonna read and watch that Olivia Wilde Harry Styles fanfic. Just join us on the Patreon, okay? Just do it. It helps us keep making this podcast. And we
Bold
appreciate your
statement.
support, girl. What?
I think I enjoyed myself watching Irish Wish more than I enjoyed myself watching The Prince and Me.
We watched The Prince and Me this week. Yeah, Irish Wish was not a better movie. Here's what happens when you do a podcast specifically about, I guess it's not specifically about bad movies, but often we encounter bad movies. It's fun to talk about movies when they're really good. Sorry. When they're really bad, it's less fun to talk about them when they're just boring. And The Prince and Me was just boring. This week we watched The Prince and Me.
Yes, it.
Because a couple days ago we decided it would be fun to talk about this Kate stuff, and then today we learned she has cancer, and now I feel bad that we were going to capitalize on it, but I had already watched the movie, so what are you going to do?
To be fair to us and the
I
whole of the internet.
really thought somebody had just gotten pregnant who wasn't supposed to. That would have been so fun. Why did it have to be cancer?
But I really, to be fair, like, I'm sorry, but I need to sh like what? Oh, it went away. The Jeff, so I'm in the office and like the background, like the screensaver or whatever, and it's just like a Microsoft like default or whatever, but it's this fucking bird that's terrifying. It's looking at you like
That's awful. Don't show that to me.
anyway, to be fair to us, we were not going to capitalize on Kate per se, but on this whole situation. And the situation largely hasn't changed. Like the palace still sucks at PR. And
For Ben, you know, Ben theorized today. He was like, do they suck at PR or are they still trying to distract us from something else? And I was like, this is the kind of conspiracy theory I need in this house. Yes, tell
yeah,
me.
no, I think that there's also that. I mean, they are trying to distract us from the fact that, like, two of the five like head royals are currently battling cancer. One is taking his extended sabbatical, and then the two like next in line are in fucking Montecito. So
Beautiful place. But also, none of your jobs mean anything. It doesn't matter if
no,
people are on
right.
sabbatical because none of you are making moths. This is so stupid. The moniker is so stupid.
Well, there's that. I mean, it's all dumb.
All dumb. We also want to say, like, we wish Kate a speedy and full recovery.
Yes,
She
no,
is
of
so
course.
young. She has young children. This is
Yes.
awful. Like, a cancer diagnosis at 41 or whatever she is fucking terrible.
Yes.
The crown is fucked up.
Yes. Monarchy is antiquated and dumb and racist, and they're all colonizers.
In The Prince and Me, which they're Danish. Okay, we watched The Prince and Me.
We watched The Prince of Me, which came out in 2004, which I had to look up immediately because the very first shot in this movie is her beaded thumb rings. And I thought, this has to be the early aughts.
She is, and then she has like a very blunt short hairdo, but she has like three barrel curls in the back that no one's shook out.
Yes, it's
Okay.
stacked. She's got the like early aughts Kate Gosselin that we all wanted with the stacked.
She
And then she's
also
got
is,
the
and
tri the tiger highlights.
she, which I did my own, there used to be a kit you could do to do your own highlights, and I
Yes.
did it once, and I don't recommend.
Yes.
Also, she's a senior in college and going to a wedding. The plot of this movie is Julia Stiles. Oh, wait. 2004, Carrie higher or lower than Practical Magic. I'll remind you, Practical Magic holds a 24% on Rotten Tomatoes. A movie you and I decided to brand ourselves with permanently.
Every time you tell me that number, it's crazy. It's crazy.
24%.
I mean, you threw me for a real loop yesterday when you told me that Irish Wish has a higher score in Rotten Tomatoes than Practical Magic, a movie that
Before I
almost
tell you this
assuredly
number,
was written by AI. But go on.
you guess, and then I have a second part of this game.
Is this movie higher or lower than Practical Magic? I assume you're
Yes.
asking me because it's higher.
It is in fact higher than Practical Magic. Is this
Jesus
movie
fucking
higher
Christ.
or lower than Irish Wish? Which was written by AI and is a terrible. This movie was boring. Prince and Me is boring. Irish Wish makes not a single lick of sense. If you want to hear more about it, go to our Patreon. Carrie, Prince and Me higher or lower than Irish Wish?
Higher.
No. No, Irish Wish of those three movies.
Stop.
Irish Wish is like three. I've already forgotten, but it was like 30 something percent. Prince of Me is 29.
I mean, this movie was at least cohesive.
Right, this
Like,
movie at least I think there were some. This is the problem with movies that are just boring, is that I get really like notesy and like this movie
yeah.
was just not the timing. What word am I looking for?
Pacing
The pacing, thank you.
was
The
real dumb,
pacing was
yeah.
bad. Only the plot of this movie, as I'm sure you all know, is Julia Stiles is just a normal college student from Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. No, excuse me, from Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Which one? Kevin and Sarah lived in one, and the other one is where the Making a Murderer story took place. I think Manitowoc is Making a Murderer. I think this movie.
This town is based on, or this movie takes place in the same town as Making a Murder. Is that what you're telling me?
Either Making a Murderer or Kevin and Sarah lived there.
Hold on. No, Kevin and Sarah lived in the one that's like Washtenaw, like Washa,
No,
Washa.
Oconomowoc is the other one.
Hold on, hold on. I just spilled water. Hold on.
Right, I'll look up Making a Murder.
Okay.
Manitowoc is the town where Making a Murderer takes place.
Love that.
This movie follows a young Julia Stiles, a lady from a dairy in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Her brother is Dave Rose from Happy Endings,
Yes.
which is a great show. I'm currently rewatching. 10 out of 10, no notes. Anyway, she's trying to get into med school, and all of her high school friends are getting married, which is something we're told in the beginning that doesn't come back. She goes to college to hang out with her fun, ambitious college girlies. And then the prince of, I want to say Denmark, but it's unclear because everyone has British accents, except for like every five scenes when they attempt what I assume is a Danish accent, but it's still mostly British. He wants to live in the real world, and also he's seen a video about how Wisconsin girlies show their tits, which, as girls from Chicago, we can't say is accurate. So he's like, I'm going to Wisconsin to learn about the world and also see girls' boobies. And then they fall in love, but she doesn't know he's the prince. And also, this part of the movie goes on for an hour and a half, and only for the last 20 minutes are we dealing with her like being like adjusting to royal life. Those two
We
things needed to have been
speed.
flipped. We needed 20 minutes of falling in love in Wisconsin and an hour of, because then we just sped through all the princessing. It
Yeah, and then
was insane. Who made the choice?
when she bails, I was like,
She
oh,
bails for no reason.
whiplash.
She bails because she wasn't allowed in on a meeting on state secrets, which, like, yeah, bitch, what'd you think you were going to be allowed in on?
Well, so like for the first hour, we're told like she wants to be a doctor. She can't possibly be distracted. She has to get into Johns
Oh,
Hopkins.
she's so boring.
She has a 5 hour chem lab. Like she every day she has to focus, no distractions. And she like says something like shitty to her mom about like, I'm not gonna get married and like run my husband's dairy farm. And I was like, bitch, she probably like raised the three of you and worked on that dairy farm. Like, shut your
Also,
mouth.
like, again, I feel like maybe I'm becoming less of a feminist as I grow older, but also, like, when I was 20, I was like, yeah, fuck marriage and working. And I'm like, if some hot man wanted to like take me away to his dairy farm right now, no notes, no questions, I'm going. Some hot man wants me to go be a queen of a country, no thank you, that's too much pressure. I'll go to the dairy
Yeah.
farm, thank you so much.
Right. We've seen what joining a royal family does to women. It's not pretty.
Nothing. I never really, I guess, like when I was really little, like, well, Diana was still alive, I was like, she's so pretty, who wouldn't want to live that life? But I also didn't understand what she had been through. Like, I don't want to live the life Kate or Megan has lived. That seems people knowing your business all the fucking time. You can't just like get cancer and tell your kids normally. You have, like, I don't want to live that life at all.
Like, there's been three, like, in our lifetime, there's been like three
Female
women we've watched
princesses.
marry into that family and like become princesses. Two of them struggled with suicidal ideations while pregnant. And the third got cancer at 41 and like couldn't tell her children. I mean, what?
No.
No, this is not for me.
Also,
It's
then
not
your
for me.
child's gonna be king. Like, I don't mean to talk shit about a kid, George seems like kind of a dick, right? Like, George seems like an asshole. That you then your kid's gonna grow up to be a dick.
But like, right, but like how wouldn't he? He's been told
And
since
you
the day he
have to
was
be
born he was gonna
married.
be king.
And you have to be married to William.
Right.
Megan got the best cut of that deal. But it took suicidal ideations while pregnant before she was living in a house next to Oprah and Montecito.
Right.
Let me jump to Montecito. I don't want that middle part. No, thank you.
Right.
Anyway, this movie is based on the premise that all little girls want to be princesses, which was a big thing in 2004.
Yes, I mean we cast this guy to be William, to look to elicit William-like feelings. You know
This
what
man
I'm
I have
saying?
never. Because I think this is was the time when William and Harry were like hotties, you know?
Yes. Yeah, not that there's a lot of like Gen Zers listening to our podcast, but like let
Oh
me
my
tell
God, if
you
there are, tell us. I'd flatter.
there time when William was hot. I know it's
But
hard
also
to
there was a
believe.
time when like he and Kate were dating, you know?
Yeah.
And we were all like, and there was a time when like Harry was slutting it up across the country, and we were like, oh, can you imagine being those girls? Like,
Right.
there's a genre of movie based on the fact that we all were like, wouldn't it be amazing to fall in love with one of them and be a princess?
Yes.
And now we're seeing like the answer to that question is no, it wouldn't be amazing.
No, right. Like it would suck. But anyway, in this movie, we spend the first hour where she's like, I couldn't possibly date a man. Then suddenly she's like, no, but I love this man.
Love, deep in love.
And deep in love to the point where she leaves school, flies to Denmark,
She
agrees to
gets
his
mad at him because she
proposal.
finds out he's a prince and then is mad that he lied to her, but then decides to forgive him for no reason at all.
Yes.
Nothing motivates her to forgive him.
He quotes Shakespeare, Allison. Come on. Th
Oh, yeah, she's
that
giving her Shakespeare oral exam. Here's the other thing. It's like, don't come at me with Julia Stiles not knowing Shakespeare. Know who you're casting. And know part of
Right.
me that this bitch was in
You
our perfect modern adaptation of Tammy in the Shrew, and you're gonna be like, she hates and doesn't understand Shakespeare. That's not, no.
wasn't she also in
Othello,
Romeo?
yes.
She was in O, right? I mean,
Oh, which is the modern adaptation. Like
we
Julia
were.
Stiles' thing, her thing in the early 2000s was Shakespeare adaptations and movies where she was in an interracial relationship.
Truly.
And you're gonna put this movie in front of me and tell me she doesn't know or understand Shakespeare and can't dance? Get out of here with this shit. That's not the Julia Stiles I know and love.
Yeah, no, it was absurd. So anyway, also she's
Insane.
giving an oral exam on Macbeth, the
I'm not.
least like love movie, like the least focused on love. And she's like, no, but I love him. I'm in love
No,
with
but I
him.
love him.
I have to go to Denmark. So then she's like, yes, I will marry you and be the Queen of Denmark. And then
She
to
races to
pre
Denmark and he spots her in a parade. Because people are
Right.
like, it's the girl from the tabloids.
And then 2.4 seconds later, she's like, I cannot be Queen of Denmark. And then
We know she's been accepted,
2.4
Johns Hopkins.
seconds.
She doesn't. But no one's called her to be like, you've been accepted. Like, it would have made more sense to me if her, like, best friend, one of the two, she has three best friends, two that are indiscernible from each other. They look like you and I. Like, it's like two brown-haired, brown-eyed ladies.
I don't even remember the third.
The third is just a black girl. They give a line every 3 minutes. Not
No,
every 3 minutes. That would be
her
way
I
too.
remember. I don't remember there being another white girl.
That's because you're mixing up the two brown-haired, brown-eyed white girls.
Oh.
It would, Carrie, it would really be like if someone was like, let's hire Carrie and Allison to play friends to a blonde lady and then expect people to tell the difference between
Also,
them.
her roommate was. It was like they wanted to cast the woman that played her best friend in 10 Things I Hate About You and couldn't get her. And so they cast like the poor man's version.
So,
I'm
Carrie,
so sorry to that woman.
call her by her Christian name, the girl who didn't have the feet or the heart to be a dancer in center stage.
Yes. No, she did have the feet. She didn't have the heart, Allison. If you're gonna quote
Her
center stage to
mom didn't
me,
have the
do it
feet but had the
correctly.
heart. You don't have the.
Yeah.
Is that, I don't mean to take us on a detour, is that one of the greatest monologues given in film history?
Yes, easily, hands down. But
Why
that's
are
what
we
I'm
doing
saying,
center
is
fucking
they
stage, and why are
wanted
we doing
that
it
girl.
right goddamn now?
They wanted that girl. They couldn't get her, so they cast this other girl who has perfect diction.
Real talk. You and I could talk about the movie Center Stage and whether or not it holds up right now without watching it again. Could do it. Won't, but could.
Yeah, for sure.
Great movie. I'm putting it on the list.
Okay, so Prince and Me. Anyway, the pacing was wild. It made no sense. The last 20 minutes of this movie made
It's
zero
why I
sense.
literally paused it when we got to Denmark and I was like, oh, there's 25 minutes left. Like, that should have been the whole movie.
Yes.
Because
Yes.
also it's boring. It's boring to watch. Like, first of all, he asks to like see her tits because that's what he thinks Wisconsin girls like, which again, they do, but don't stereotype.
Right.
And then we spend the whole time, like she comes home with Thanksgiving. She teaches him how to work, which like he doesn't need to know how to slice ham. He watches her dance on the floor of the bar she works at barefoot.
Could you
Okay.
imagine? Could you imagine being barefoot, sober and barefoot in a college bar after it's closed?
Nobody who wrote or worked on this movie ever worked like a real person job. Because like even drunk, I don't know that I ever got barefoot in a college. Like I think even in my most drunken state, I was always like, meh, leave your shoes on.
I was more likely to take my shoes off in freezing cold snow and
Throw
walk
that a
home
ton.
barefoot than I would be to take my shoes off inside the bar.
100% done that. I've never taken my shoes off inside the bar.
That's disgusting. And I am somebody who is
Horrific.
I'm raising boys. They are disgusting specimens all the time.
You haven't even gotten to puberty yet.
I haven't even gotten to puberty yet, but potty training is rough. And I am telling you that that is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
And then he's like watching her
And
dance.
then he thinks it's hot.
If I saw someone take off their shoes in a public bar,
I'd have them committed.
I
I'd be like, you need a
probably.
72-hour
I
hold.
don't believe in calling the police unless you witnessed like a true crime that is threatening someone's safety. That's like I don't believe in calling the police unless, or like you know, Ben's car got stolen and we call the police because you have to file a police report. But you know what I mean? You call the police under very specific circumstances, one of which is you see someone dancing barefoot in a bar. Officer, round
Atrocious.
them up.
Straight to jail.
Right to
Straight to
jail.
jail.
No trial.
I disgusting. And then he's watching her like, oh my God, I love her wild abandon.
Also, then that later they're like, it's our
What?
song. And I'm like, nobody's heard of this song. I literally Googled it to be like, what is this song?
Yes.
It's nothing. Anyway, she goes to Denmark. She gets a dress designed for her. There's a little girl there we're supposed to care about. This movie
His
is
sister. He
horribly.
has a sister.
It has the right elements.
It does. Yes.
It
You
is, but
know
I'm
what?
so sorry to
I
say, the poor man's version of what a girl wants.
also, what was the movie? I think you were trying to get me there yesterday and I couldn't get there. There's like a Netflix. What is the Netflix movie where she's like a journalist or something and like goes to be a governess? Please get me there.
They watch it in Princess Switch, Princess movie on
Yes.
Netflix. Not Princess Switch 3, Princess Switch switched again. No, not A Christmas Prince. It's called
A
The Christmas
Christmas
Prince.
Prince.
Is it
Yeah.
the same guy? Is this
No.
the same man? Okay,
No,
B.
because I mean,
Okay,
could be hard to say.
but like, am I wrong? Is this
No,
the same
yeah, I mean,
man?
it could be the same man.
Never seen this guy again.
I'm just saying, like, is that a better movie? Is A Christmas Prince a better movie?
I don't know. We'll find out this Christmas when we watch it
Oh,
for
really? It's on
our
our list.
Patreon.
Excellent.
It should. We're out of Christmas movies. I don't know. It could be. We have so many months till Christmas.
I also think I was getting them confused, kind of, sort of.
Maybe that one has better pacing, because why are we not going to Denmark until the very end? I don't
I
need to
don't know.
spend this much time in Madison, Wisconsin, which is, I
No.
assume, where we are. Are they keeping, like, we're in a college
No.
town, and it's like, we get it, we're in Madison.
Also, it's not like this is news to me because, like, I am from Chicago, but, like, Wisconsin's a weird fucking place. Between, like, the wedding in the, like, supper club and the lawnmower racing, I was just like, this place is,
Lawn.
like, Wisconsin is wild.
When they're graduating and then all standing in front of a picture, I also don't believe anyone who made this movie has ever been to Wisconsin. When they're graduating and they're taking a picture, the two indiscernible white girls, Julia Stiles and the black girl, one of their parents is like, say cheese curds. It's just like, you just Google Wisconsin.
Yeah, truly.
That being said, I do love Wisconsin and cheese curds. It's
Same, but it is a
our family's
weird
vacation
place with like
spot
supper
was,
clubs.
yeah.
You know.
Ugh. Not once did she take him on a scenic trip to Door County. Like, come
Yeah.
on. You were concerned about her thumb ring. At one point, he has a pinky ring.
He has a
That's a
pinky
girl
ring throughout,
run.
and it's wildly
Girl run.
distracting. So they get he she finds out he's the prince because they get caught making out in the library, which, like, you asked for that because you snuck off to make out in the library in the least subtle way ever. You literally, like, took him by the hand, said, "Follow me," and then ran with him. Ma'am, everybody knew what you were going to
But
do.
also, like, the Danish paparazzi, is Danish the word for
Yes.
Denmarkian people?
Yes.
I keep wanting to say Dutch, but that's the Netherlands. Europe doesn't make sense to me. The Danish paparazzi have found them because, like, three scenes earlier, they were like, "Where is Prince Edward?" And
Right, we
then
must find him.
with no, like, no work, we don't see any of the work on that their part. They just find him in the stacks. They've just figured it out. And
Yeah,
I thought,
no,
I was like, oh,
it
we're
makes
gonna
no
figure out like
sense.
who gave them up. Someone has to have given them up. Was it one of her friends? Was it the second brown-haired lady? Was it Buzz, his roommate? That's right, his roommate is played by Buzz from Home Alone. Was it
Yes,
his like
Buzz,
weird
your girlfriend.
handler? Was
Well,
it the chemistry teacher? The answer is we never get an
chemistry
we
teacher,
never
sure.
get an answer.
His handler guy, his valet, if you will,
Ballet.
was on Bridgerton in the first season.
Because he's British, not fucking Danish.
Right. Yeah. Well.
Anyway, yeah, they get caught making out on the stacks, and the paparazzi, the Danish paparazzi, find them. And then she's like, and then they're running in the rain, and she's like, "Why? I can't believe you lied to me." And he's like, "I'm in love with you." Also, I can't stress enough, the relationship started because he looked at her and drunk and was like, "Take off your shirt. I'm going to see your tits." That's what Wisconsin women do.
Did apologize. I will say that, like, we at least she doesn't like. There is a version of this movie that was just like him continuing to be an ass and her like ultimately like falling for the ass. We do quickly like redeem him and then he's a good guy. You know what I mean? Like,
Yes, but also, like, he's a Danish prince. He's not a fucking idiot. Like, why do you not know how to talk
oh,
to
sure.
people? This thing of,
Also,
like, well, he's European and he just thinks Wisconsin girls, which is also the plot of Love Actually. But they do that in a funny way.
like, I don't know, like, how Wisconsin got the reputation of having just being full of sluts. Love that
Yeah,
for them,
baby.
but
Because Madison's such a liberal school, they're all whores.
but also, like, we don't ever see him like be like, I'm not gonna be a slut anymore. He just like listen, I'm a 37-year-old woman, so Julia Stiles will always have a pl special place in my heart, right? Like, she will, oh, like, you know,
All day
I
when she's doing Shakespeare or dancing, though. I don't want this.
sure, but like, I'm gonna be a Julia Stiles apologist, right? Because, like,
So many of her movies changed our lives.
yeah. So where was I going with that?
He
Oh,
never.
yes. So, like, Julia Stiles, special place in my heart, always will, always has. But I don't understand what about this woman made him decide that like he was done slutting it up, you know?
No, there's nothing in her character. You know, she's not interesting or fun. They
She
don't,
has a couple of moments.
they have
She
like
has,
medium chemistry, you know?
yeah.
But she seems like a
The
girl
man
who should
can
go off to
kiss.
med school, become a doctor, and then like show up on season three of Grey's Anatomy and like learn that sex is fun. You know what I mean? Like her story's not causes Prince to abdicate throne, you know?
Right. No.
That's just not, I don't
But
buy Julia's style for that.
on the flip side, I also, from her perspective, I'm like, what about this man made you give up
Nope.
med school?
Nope. Don't look at him and think, like, go to med school and then, like, show up on Grey's Anatomy. You know, like that, like,
She
that's a better life
literally,
for you. She's
I.
boring. He just can quote Shakespeare, but, like, and again, I went to theater school, so I understand losing your pussy. Sorry, mom. She doesn't like the word pussy. She told us today. I understand losing it for some guy who can quote Shakespeare. I chased many a gay man for that very reason. But not a blonde one, you know?
Also, this woman has been so focused on like going to med school, and she's all, I couldn't possibly be distracted. But yes, let me marry into this life full of scrutiny. You with this man you haven't even slept with yet.
What she says at
What's
some
if
point
he's not a man?
when she finds out he's a prince, she says the line, and I quote, "This is exactly the kind of distraction I was trying to avoid." Man, what? How did she get the distraction you were trying to avoid was falling in love with a prince? You saw that coming, and you're like, I gotta avoid that. Like, babe, this is not exactly the type of
Oh
distraction. This is
man,
a
if
very
I
specific type of distraction.
couldn't possibly let myself fall in love with a prince, that would be a
It's like you were trying to
distraction.
avoid just like getting involved with any man, which like I don't mean to be. I know we often criticize the like uptight girl who gets laid and then becomes fun, but I do feel like this movie, if I was in college with this girl, I'd be like, I don't know, maybe I have a little bit of sex.
Yeah, like maybe a
Not everything is that
just a hair.
serious. My advice to college, again, if there are any Gen Zers listening to our podcast, my advice to you is nothing's that serious. Have more sex safely, safely and consensually, but nothing is that serious. Go have more sex.
Yeah.
That is also my advice to Julia Stiles in this movie. And instead, she ends up like with a prince. Their plan at the end also isn't unclear. He's like, I will wait. He has become king. His father is dying. And he's like, I will wait for you to finish med school. And it's like, who's gonna fucking run Denmark in the
Right.
stand? Like, also,
Yeah.
that wasn't a conversation when she was like, I can't do this, I have dreams. You couldn't have been like, that's okay, we'll figure out a way to make them both work. You had to chase her down at her college graduation. None of it. None of it. It's all stupid. No, nothing is earned.
No, nothing is earned. Also, I love the exchange. She has an exchange with his like valet where she's like, because she's, I'm telling you, it's terrifying. He keeps staring at
Carrie
me.
just sent me a picture of the bird that is Jeff's screensaver. Oh my God, make it a picture of her kids. This is awful. Why are its eyes so human? Why are
Right.
its eyes so
Right.
human?
No, it's definitely like it's seeing into your soul for
That
sure.
is a human being trapped in a bird, and they're saying,
Save me. Yeah.
I need to fall in love with and get true love's kiss to be free.
Yeah. No, it's terrifying.
Oh, I don't like it.
So because she agrees to marry this man in the span of 30 seconds, she has an exchange with his valet where
Me too.
she says, "Do you think that people will mind me being their queen when all I've seen of Denmark is the airport?" And he says, "No." Like that's the silliest thing I've ever heard. No. Yeah, people are gonna fucking mind.
We hadn't lived through the Megan of it all, though, yet, Carrie. Like, we hadn't, the writers of this movie hadn't seen an American woman or Canadian woman, who knows what Megan is, it's not my business, marry not even the heir, but the spare, and be like, she's never been to Britain.
Well, to be fair, that was also racism, but the way that Brits responded to Meghan Markle was racism. It was also that, like, she was American and divorced and, like, not possibly good enough for our Harry. But the idea that this
Sucks, guys. Not like, remember when he
the
dressed up as a Nazi? Let's not, like, come on. Again, I'm not a Megan fan, but I find myself defending her so often just because I'm like, she's way better than fucking Harry.
Okay, listen. I will not be apologist for these colonizers, but
September.
I do think having like paid attention to them over the last couple of years, I do think that Harry has done the work, right? Like, yes, when he was young and dumb, he dressed up as a Nazi. But like, we also have to leave room for people to learn
Totally.
and do the work. And I feel like he is somebody who has like genuinely put in the effort. And particularly once he married Meghan and once he was having biracial children, he was like, I should probably learn about like racism and stuff.
Sure, I'm just not giving any of them credit for anything, you know what I mean?
Sure. I also fully believe that Harry is the Diana and William's the Charles, you know?
That's definitely true. No, the only royal I'm a fan of is Diana.
Which is why I like allow some space for Harry because he is the Diana.
But
Anyway.
I was born in 19, like you can't be born between the years of like 1979 and 1992 and not like ride hard for Diana, you know what I mean?
No,
Like
of course, obviously.
it's a generational thing, like fear of low-rise jeans and a love of Diana. Like those two things go hand in hand.
Right. Anyway, my point being the fact that this man just like wrote off like her concern about people being like, you're not from here, you don't know our country. I was like,
Can I ask a
that's gonna be a
stupid
whole thing.
question? Where's Denmark?
Scandinavia.
You don't know either.
It is in Scandinavia.
You no, is it one of it's not one of the three, right? The three penises? You know what I'm talking about. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, it looks beautiful. Oh, let's go there.
Jeff and I keep talking about moving to Scandinavia because.
Because, look, we don't have to get into this, but as someone who's probably going to have children in the next, not probably, someone who, if she's going to have children, is going to have children in the next presidential election. It might not be in this country, let me tell you.
The
But we
one
as
that
a
I
family should
keep.
talk about where we're going, and the answer to that is Ireland.
Yes. Oh, I was actually just reading about how you can immigrate to Ireland. You can buy a house and they'll pay you to make it better. Okay, great. So there's like
Sorry, it's
Finland,
above
Sweden.
Germany.
Yeah. It's a little country. A little
Cute.
guy.
So why Denmark? Because we were like, we're not going to believe it's Britain because we don't know who the Prince of Denmark is.
Correct. You had to pick a country where like it was believable, but that some American girl like wouldn't know that he was the Prince of Denmark, which is fair. You know,
Fair. I
like
couldn't pick
besides,
out the Prince of Denmark from a lineup. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Like
no.
besides the British royals. Like if any other person was like, I'm the prince of blah blah blah, I'd be like, stands to reason, you know,
The
like
only funny line in this movie when she was like, "Are there a lot of princes in Denmark, or are you it?"
right. That was a funny line.
I
Yeah.
don't think it was sold as funny. It was her being like a very serious. It's like that's like me asking where it is. Like that's a dumb question.
Yeah. She had one, there was one line read that I was like, that was excellent, Julia Stiles. Like, you're a good
Julia
actor.
Stiles is a good actress. Oh, look, I've seen Hustlers many times.
Can we talk about the Jennifer Lopez movie?
We can. I am going to cut out how we got there.
Sure.
I'm not going to watch it. Have you watched it? I'm going to watch it.
No, I'm not gonna watch it. I'm just gonna watch what TikTok shows me
You're
because.
sending me like serious critiques of it though, and I don't want that. I just want to be able to, like,
Well, I said it because I had the same thought of like, could you imagine if you were
this is the
Jennifer
clip where she was
Lopez's
like, the years
children,
in between when we were
married
together,
to other
married to other
people?
people and had our children were the worst years of my life. I've never been more depressed. And I was like, whoa.
Like, could you imagine if you're her children and she's like, basically, like, I never loved your father? What? What? I mean, granted, like, Jennifer Lopez's children are gonna need therapy anyway, but like,
Other
or
thing
could
about
you
Jennifer Lopez
imagine?
is she's like so extra. Like, I truly believe she thinks this about every person she's ever dated. When she's in it, you know, when she was in it
Right.
with Mark Anthony, I'm sure she was like, I've never, this love is slit my wrist. We are obsessed with each other. Like, she loves so passionately in a way that probably isn't healthy.
She
If
is.
it is healthy, I don't have, you know, like.
It's healthy, then I'm fucked
This
up
is like when Ben
because.
and I watched Love is Blind, and we were like, these people are too passionate. They don't have any real foundation. And we're just like laying on the couch, like ass to ankles, tooting at each other, being like, this is the true love right here.
Truly.
I stand by mine.
Yeah. I sent you that TikTok. I sent it to Jeff, but it was like this man in the car with his fiance or his husband or something. I don't know what their relationship was, but he was like, I love this man so much. Like, I love him so much. We will be buried next to each other. But the way he gets on my last fucking nerve and tap dances on it, I was like, I've never related to anything deeper. Ever.
But that's why I don't understand people who are passionate love. I'm like, is that something I should want? I really like my comfortable farting in front of you, love.
Yeah, not saying. Anyway, Jennifer Lopez is a nut, but every clip that shows up on TikTok is wildly entertaining.
She's trying to be Beyonce, right? She's trying to be like, here's my visual album. And it's like,
Yes.
oh, Beyonce is probably a genius, right? Like, what you need to make it work is the brain of Beyonce, and I'm not sure that's what working with Jennifer Lopez. Because I also think, and again, we're Beyonce stans over here, so I think Beyonce is probably a deeply self-centered, self-focused person, but I also think there's a level of like humility and like, excuse me. I also think there's a level of like humility of like, we're gonna listen to, I'm gonna put all these experts in there. I'm gonna find all these people who are really, really good at what they do. And we're all gonna together, I'm gonna get a bunch of other people who have brains like mine in their specific thing, and we're gonna create something incredible. And that's part of the genius of Beyonce is her individual genius, but also her working with these like masters of their field, right? Whereas Jennifer
Yes.
Lopez, like, watched Lemonade and watched Homecoming and watched the Renaissance movie and was like, I can do that. And
Yes.
unfortunately, does lack the vision of
Yeah.
one Beyonce, Giselle Knowles Carter.
Yeah. You know, like Beyonce's like, okay, I'm gonna make rock music, like let me call Jack White. Or like, I'm gonna call, like, I wanna make this type of music, let me call that person and like get those people in the room, right?
Which
Or
we should
like,
actually talk about because she did say there are going to be some surprises on Cowboy Carter. So first of all, I want to know what color vinyl you ordered yours. I got white. Second of all, Dolly's on there, right?
hard to say.
No
I would
way
love
Dolly's not.
that. I
I said
mean,
if white people are on that album, and there's a world where there's only black country musicians on that album,
which would
if
be
white people are
amazing.
on that album, it's like, I mean, the pool of acceptable white country artists is, it's like Dolly, Tim and Faith, Garth, the Chicks.
And the Kacey Musgraves, Maren Morris, High Women,
Ooh.
like crew.
Whatever. I was gonna say I gotta get that album. I already ordered it, baby.
What was I gonna say?
I don't know. We were talking about the Prince of Me. We got on a tangent.
Oh, the other thing about Beyonce, really quick, and then we'll go back to the Prince of Me, is that I feel like, yes, there's probably a level of narcissism there, but like a self-awareness with narcissism where she's like, I know how to like portray myself in a certain way. Jennifer Lopez does not
No,
have any
there's no
self-awareness of
self-awareness
her own
there.
nurse, of her
One of
own
my favorite
narcissism.
moments of the Renaissance movie, and again, I understand she's producing these movies, she can be showing us whatever she wants, but is when like they're discussing what songs they're gonna cut from the set list and they say something and Blue Ivy gets upset. She's like, no, you can't cut that. And Beyonce turns to her daughter and firmly says, like, honey, I am interested in your input. You are not allowed to interrupt people. You have to wait. And I was like, look at this woman telling her daughter that her insight is important, but also telling her she has to speak respectfully to all the other people. And I was just like, maybe all mother like Beyonce. Again, I'm
Truly.
aware that like Beyonce is controlling what she shows us, and maybe it's all bullshit, but it was a really good example of parenting.
Yeah.
Blue Ivy's gonna be okay. What? Blue Ivy's gonna take over the world.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hopefully she'll reach out to Jennifer Lopez's children and offer them some therapy. Anyway,
Basically, it'll be like, I have been in therapy since I was six because my parents foresaw what my life would
I
be.
have self-awareness. Okay, so back to The Prince and Me. This movie was fine.
Oh, at one point she says Shakespeare is useless, and I went, okay, cat, come on.
Right, truly.
Get out of here. Who do you think you're fooling?
Also, so she has two brothers, and at one point, one brother refers to his wife, and then we have Thanksgiving dinner, and she's nowhere to be seen.
Dave Rose or the other brother?
The other one.
I don't remember. I was distracted by David Rose.
Sure.
Not
Stake me
from.
home tonight.
Wait, but not from Schitt's Creek. We have two canonical sitcom David Roses. Isn't that weird?
I've never
I
thought
guess
about
one
it.
is David and one is Dave.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is happy endings take me home tonight. David
Sure.
Rose.
Yes. It is a rom-com about somebody like becoming a member of a royal family. So we did have to have a kid in a hospital moment, like where they bond with a child in a hospital.
And then
But
the
that was
Danish queen
there.
is like, how dare you get pictured with children in a
How dare
hospital
you
and
be
take
kind
away
to
from
children?
my. It's like, well, I don't know how royal families work. It seems like not great, but this seems harsh. Queen.
One point I wrote, she's kind of the villain about Julia Stiles because she agreed to marry this man who's literally about to like whose father is dying and is about to take the throne, and she's like, yes, I'll marry you, and then literally 24 hours later is like, nah, bro, I'm leaving.
Eh.
And I was like, you kind of suck.
I also need to have a very serious conversation about why, when she's trying to buy her plane ticket to go to Denmark, her girlfriends are there. The two interchangeable brown-haired ones and the black one. Because we have to have blonde, this is the early 2000s, so we have to have black friend, brown-haired friend, blonde friend. Miscellaneous is the one is always
A
miscellaneous, the second
miscellaneous.
of one of those categories. They're all like putting down their credit cards and they're like, put $100 on this one and whatever on this one. And then the rich one is like, put 700 on this one. Thank my daddy. And I'm like, finally. But they're not at a ticket counter at an airport. They're at the university. Did we not want to pay to build a ticket counter set? Is that what happened? Because why are we just like at the bursar's office?
Yeah, no, that's correct.
It threw me for such a loop.
I didn't even pay attention because I was just like, at that point, I was like, none of this makes any sense. I'm out. I'm out.
It made more sense than Irish Wish, but in that way, it was less fun than Irish Wish. Because
Yes.
Irish Wish said, Irish Wish didn't, the AI that wrote Irish Wish said, well, that doesn't seem important. There's a magic lady there. Just go with it. And we said, okay. This one tried to make
Right.
sense and therefore made a pretty boring movie.
Yeah. With not a lot of chemistry to back it up. You know what I mean?
And at
Like,
one
if
point, she
you're
orders a
gonna,
decaf coffee. Get out of here, cat. I don't.
like, if you're gonna put a crazy, like, Prince movie in front of me, like, make it Anne Hathaway and Chris Pine, or I don't want it. You know what I mean? Like,
Excuse me, Carrie. Or Amanda Bynes and Colin Firth. Not in a romance way.
but that wasn't a, he was a duke, wasn't he? Or like a lord or like
No, he
a.
was the King of England, babe. Oh, no, wait, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't the King of England. He was.
He was running for prime minister, maybe. He was some sort of royalty. Because they have like a stand-in, Harry and. He is a duke or something. Oh, Kelly Preston's in it too. God, that's a good movie. It's not,
Is
but it's better than this.
it a rom-com? Should we do it?
Yeah, there's a cute boy she has a crush on.
Yeah, I remember that guy. I remember thinking he was so cute.
Oh my God, I
Who
was
was he?
obsessed with him. It's not important. Oh, also, then like the moment she falls in love with him and realizes he has to stay and be king of Denmark because like that's a job and the monarchy is not obsolete, even though there is a prime minister, is when he's trying to organize a deal between unions and. Companies and she comes, she's figured it out, and she's all happy, and she's like, he did it, he got the unions to lower their demands. And I was like, Cat would never, okay?
No. No, she'd be like the sit-in with the union. Yeah, no.
Oh, got the unions to lower their demands. Cool. No one has health care now. Anyway, with the prince in me. I don't want to be a princess.
Oliver James. Remember when he was gonna be a thing?
Is that the guy from What a Girl Wants? What else was he in?
Raise Your Voice with Hilary Duff.
Yes.
And that's about it. He has not made a movie since 2012.
I hope wherever he is, he's happy.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get him to come on for our What a Girl Wants episode.
Oliver James, if you're listening, you want to join us. Allison, Jeff played this game with me earlier. Can you tell me what Julia Stiles known for on IMDb are? And to
Ten
be clear,
things.
Jeff
How many are
quizzed
there?
me.
How many are
Four.
there?
There's always four.
Ten things
Good
I hate
night.
about you.
My
Save the
part.
Last Dance, whichever Bourne she was in. Hustlers?
You got two of four correct. You want to keep
Wait,
guessing?
yes, I want to start again. Can you tell me the two I got correct?
The two you have correct are 10 Things I Hate About You and Save the Last Dance.
I knew Hustlers was it. The Bourne, isn't it? Okay. Tending Othello or O. Ten things I had about you. Save the Last Dance. O. I don't know. I can't think of another movie she's been in. I cannot think of another movie she's been in.
This movie.
Oh, right. I didn't even think
But you still
I
have
was
one
like, Born
incorrect.
Identity episode when?
You still have one that's incorrect. So you're correct. 10 Things I Hate About You, Save the Last Dance, Prince and Me, and then a fourth that you've not yet guessed.
Have I heard of this movie?
Yes, but you probably forgot that she was in it.
What is it?
Silver Linings Playbook.
I could never have remembered she was in Silver Linings Playbook. Who was she in Silver Linings Playbook?
Jennifer Lawrence's sister.
Oh, I remember her in that dining room. Actually, I actually pictured that dining room and I was like, what movie is it? Must be Hustlers. I've only seen
Yeah.
Silver Linings Playbook the one time. I remember her still like standing in a dining room.
We should do that movie. Anyway,
It is legally a rom-com.
it is definitely a rom-com.
That guy, I mean, that director is problematic.
Yes.
I saw Pumping Gas once.
Wow.
Just like if Christian Bale is like, hey, you should probably stop yelling at women. Christian Bale's telling you to stop yelling?
Yeah, if Christian Bale's telling you
You're not
stop
allowed
yelling
to
at
that.
women, like, you might want to check
Not really, you
yourself.
should. I'm still not. Okay.
I have nothing else to say about this movie. It
She
was a
was dicked
choice.
at
I
Poppy at
mean,
one point. I can't trust her.
her IMDb, like literally, like the movies leading up to this were like 10 Things I Hate About You, Save the Last Dance, Down to You, and then like this. I'm like, it's just a real choice. What?
I hadn't seen that sweater from the bed with your hood up.
What did it look like?
It just looked like you were trudging through the Yukon.
It's there's fucking snow on the ground. Look,
That
there's snow.
seems like it sucks. It was a
It does.
frigid
Although
65 degrees in California
something
today.
outside smells like campfire and it smells really good. I have nothing else to say about this movie.
Gary, what are we watching next?
I actually don't know.
Neither do I. I'm looking it up. I don't know. You changed. Oh, did you? Ch you changed it though. What were we just talking about? What we should do?
His Girl Friday.
No, I mean, yeah, that's what we're supposed to be doing right now, but we didn't.
Center stage.
Center stage. No, we can't do. Next week we're gonna, or in 2 weeks we're gonna watch Something's Gotta Give. We have to Myers it up.
We have to.
Tragically underselling the Myers.
Yes.
I only watched Something's Gotta Give for the first time when I had COVID. So who knows if I remember what happened.
Really?
I've never seen Something's Gotta Give.
Oh my gosh, a classic. A Myers classic, if you will.
I mean, I'm really partial to Father the
It's
Bride and
complicated.
Parent Trap.
Oh, sure.
I also like It's Complicated.
It was on in the nail salon the other day, and I was like, Alec Baldwin is perfect casting because this character sucks.
Here's what I know about Something's Gotta Give, what I know will be true. Gorgeous kitchens. Gonna be
Always.
some gorgeous kitchen.
Always gorgeous kitchens and some coastal grandmother fashions on Diane Keaton.
If the sandwich shop, Something About Her, which was designed by Nancy Meyers, production designer, was gonna be open. There's a bug in my wine glass. Was going to be open. I would get myself a Something About Her sandwich to eat while we record, but no, we don't know when it's gonna be open.
Sad.
That's the one owned by Katie and Ariana from the Rules.
Sure. Great. Join us on Patreon for our Irish Wish discussion in
An Irish Patreon.
April.
No,
I switch those around.
Irish
Irish
Wish
Wish is
is up now
March.
as you're listening to this,
Oh, well then go
unless my
listen to
weekend's
Irish
gone.
with.
Funny Story is coming out. Our April's Funny Story Book Club.
It wasn't. We had it in like July, but it comes out next month. So we should do it next month.
It does.
Particularly because in June, July, there was something else I put in there. Oh, Bridgerton. We need to do Bridgerton.
Okay, it shifts April 23rd, so it'll be the end of.
Yes. It'll be like an end of April, beginning of May
But you and I
Patreon.
will read it in 3 days. We'll do the thing that
Yes.
the celebrity memoir book club girlies did with Spare and like in a morning, and then we'll record.
Yeah. And then in May, we'll do Idea of You. June, we'll do Bridgerton. What?
Can't remember if I've already ordered Funny Story or not.
I have not. And the library is not letting me pre. I'm
Carrie,
just gonna have to order it.
you're gonna
I
have to order it.
know. I
Well, so I
know.
pre-ordered, obviously, saw that Sally Rooney had a book coming out in September and clicked that pre-order faster than I could say Ireland.
It's 10:15 here, so I'm going to bed.
We haven't said goodbye. Thank you for listening. Tune in to Something's Gotta Give. Join our Patreon because we appreciate it so much. And God bless you. And Kate, speedy recovery.
Truly.
And then leave that man. Take those kids and leave that
Yeah, stop letting them throw you under the bus. Bye.
man. Bye.